SessionRadio.com.
Okay, good evening, everybody. You're live. Thanks for thanks for tuning in tonight. Already twisting my words up. It's Friday, March 22nd. I'm Dozer, and you're live with PSR. Pat and Fox, come out and say hello.
Hello, my good friends.
There he is.
Manu, and Manu.
D, Polaris, security.
Yo.
Yeah.
Security's coming out the closet today. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we are.
How's everybody feeling tonight? You all good? Everybody's happy? Good moods all around?
Yeah, I got a big old boner.
That's good, I guess. That's really weird. Good. Been on a conference with us for a while.
I just took a dump and I put myself a bit. No. Yoosh.
Who do we have in the chat? We have Dark Overlord and Fetal Bird and Mizu fans in there somewhere. Poop Tickler. I feel like I'm missing someone. Eternals, you listening? Oh, Adam sent in a request a second ago. We gotta get to. I'm sure we got some people on Mixlr. If you're listening on Mixlr, oh, there's Zyklon. Hey, Zyklon. If you're coming to Mixlr, then go to go to the chat. Go to the IRC chat. Then you can come in there and chat with us and stuff. So, let's get to the calls though, because that's what they
give me that gun, please.
Yeah, for real. I would Bebop intro playing.
This premise is really ridiculous. I thought about for this.
Yeah, you got a lot of ideas. Let's have you start off this wonderful show this evening.
Yes, let's burn it all. Burn all.
Shout out to my uncle who's listening out there. Hey, uncle, thanks for listening. If you are, and Misdemeanor, if she's listening, she might be. I don't know if she is yet.
Hello, Misdemeanor.
Moving on.
You're like moving on. I hate on your girlfriend every week on air. But you're just mine, right, bro? That's how friends are.
You don't get me, and... You want?
I could borrow a hand, couldn't I, if I come over?
Yeah, 2,000... Or how far do you live? Like 2,000 miles or 1,500 miles?
Friends let friends borrow girlfriend's hands.
No, they don't. That's bullshit. No, they fucking don't. Maybe if they're in some kind of faggot, like, polygamous relationship. No offense to gay people. I just say the word faggot a lot.
Okay, let's start it, bro.
All right, here we go. First call. Who in particular? What kind of name is that? That's funny. Where do you come up with that? What does that even mean?
What's your dick's a poop tickler.
So is he saying...
He fucks people up the ass.
I mean, like I said, I don't have anything against gay people, so Peach is on. That's a fucking strange name, though.
Tonight is your night, bro. Put that number in there.
Fox, you're fucking hosting, dude.
I need to see the number to call it, though. You're putting the numbers in.
Oh, which one do you want?
The gun one.
Thank you for gun holding. One.
Someone start the second number.
Yep, gotcha. My bad. A little slow here. Here we go. Sorry about the delay. Keep fucking delaying all these fuckers.
I blame you for everything wrong in the world.
I know, it's only fault.
Okay, everybody, meet your mic.com/ Thank now. You for your call. What's up, evil ideas?
Hello, this is Joe at WGS. Our hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
You call it back.
Until 6, Saturday, and Sunday.
The whole fucking voicemail is going to go over the air.
No, I just as soon as
possible. Moving on. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll call him again, because he answered last time.
Yeah. Well, they might be closed now.
No, he said 2 hours. When I confirmed it 30 minutes ago.
Well, WGS, Joe.
Yes, I was inquiring about what kind of gun I might need.
The kind of gun you might need?
Yeah.
For what?
I have a witch doctor stealing my goat.
A witch doctor's messing with your goats?
Yeah, he's kidnapping my goats, and I'm losing profit here because I keep having to milk. I milk my goats for goat milk and sell it.
Right.
I sell it to the Amish, but all these witch doctors, they just keep stealing my goats. What kind of gun?
How many witch doctors? That's the thing. Do you have a count on them?
It's like a coven of witch doctors. Hold on a second. Cut that music off. But yeah, it's a coven of witch doctors.
A covenant. I don't know how many is in a covenant.
12.
12 per covenant. And approximate size. About how tall? I need size, weight, and numbers, and I can do the math in my head. I'm pretty good at that.
They're like eight foot tall. There's 12 of them.
Eight.
And they're really black.
Tall, black. How about weight?
I don't know. Probably about 500 pounds each.
We've dealt with Indian witch doctors. Blacks. It may be a completely different formula with blacks.
No, these ain't brujos. These are or brujos or whatever you call them, brujas. Or these are like African witch doctors.
Oh, African witch doctor. No, I've never dealt with them. So if they're black, I can't give you a formula to work on.
Yeah, they live in the woods.
My partner comes in on Saturdays.
Okay.
Give me a ring back around 10. I want to make sure he's in. He feeds the people down the Isle of Park. Were you here in Hawaii?
I have one here. If you'll hold on, I'll let you talk to him.
I'd love to.
Here he is. I don't know his name. It's like McCleakley Desmond or something like that. Here he is.
And is this an African?
Hey, this is me. It's Desmond. What's going on with it? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm just fine, thank you. And he's asking. You must be on. You're the friendly witch doctor, I presume.
Yes, I'm the friendly witch doctor, but I have very very evil potion. I cast best spells on people who mess with me.
The master. I see.
We cast the spells on the people. We want to get some.
But flowers. Again, yeah. Well, I'll do the best I can to work with you. But as I said, I just know the formula for the Indian witch doctors, American Indian witch doctors, not African witch doctors. So
you got
I could probably help you out. But my
you
partner
got goat for sacrifice.
I can probably. Well, my partner may be able to get you some goats. That's the other good side of it. But you got me working both sides because. He's looking to get rid of the witch doctors, and you're looking for more goats, which is going to attract the witch doctors. So,
well, we need to fund a rebel war in Liberia.
And we need the witch doctors.
Sacrifice? Yes, they help the soldiers to fight in the war.
I see.
Because we're for the revolution of Liberia.
I got you. Give me a call back around 10 tomorrow morning.
He's turning me into a toad. Help.
I'm turning him into a toad right now.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Is that him? Is him croaking? Is he croaking already? It sounds as though he's croaking already. Did you give him a potion, or you just cast a spell?
No, I cast a very, very evil ancient spell on him. It is a very ancient spell.
I hear him. I hear him. You got me believing. You got me a believer here. So, look, you give me a call back in the morning after 10 o'clock, and we'll take care of everything. Okay?
You seen the documentary, The Warlords? Okay, sounds good, dude. That's fine. Bye.
That was ridiculous.
That really was ridiculous. I like how he went along with that shit.
He was so irony.
Do you hear my... You like my rivets?
Lord have mercy. Just thinking, Bob Lacat, man, what was he thinking?
Let's do that spearfishing place. Oh, no, you take a call dozer, then we'll do the
spearfishing. I want to go spearfishing.
Oh, sure, you were spear.
I didn't think that would go well, but he followed along with it. That was one of my ones I didn't think it would work good.
Oh, here, I got a number. I don't know if this will be funny.
Okay.
But I'm going to try it.
Only take the numbers from Dozer. Put it in a pirate pad.
I'm deleting the ones we call. That might mess up the archive or whatever. It's okay. I've seen that Candle Warlords in Liberia.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box.
Get out of the call.
Cause it don't. The full number's never gonna go across there. Don't go crazy.
Yeah, but like I don't want any of it to go across
there. Well, it's some of it's gonna go across. So just chill.
We always get in here and fight with each other.
Well, you're the one going crazy. It's fine.
It's annoying.
Well.
No,
the.
Which one do you want again?
Oh, no, just do it. It's your turn. Pick another number.
Damn, I was hoping that one would answer.
Do you want that one you posted, D? The dog one?
Yeah.
I'm not looking for the animals. I don't want that one.
Okay, here you go, D.
Okay, take that one. I'm looking for another one.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Damn. Okay, we can do this. Okay, here you go. Dozier.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. You're listening to 95.5 Prank Session Radio.
Fishing.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. This is actually like a specialty. That's crazy.
Hello, my spring good.
Yes. I was inquiring what I might need to go spear fishing.
What you need to go?
Yeah, I want to go clown spearfishing for clownfish.
Clownfish? We don't have clownfish over here.
I know, but I was going to come there before I take the plane trip to go clownfishing. Like, what kind of items do I need to, like, be able to spearfish clownfish?
Where are you going to be diving?
I'm going out to the coast of California.
I'm not too sure. Maybe you check all our shops in California. You know this is on Oahu, right?
That's where I live right now. But I'm taking a plane trip out there. They don't have anything for that. So what would I need to catch clownfish and eat them? It's been a dream of mine since I've been a kid.
Hold on, let me check. When are you going to check the call? I don't know if you're very serious or not.
Hello?
Yeah, I heard that guy ask if I was serious. I'm dead serious.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I need to catch clownfish, like spear them, or like catch them on a hook.
Clownfish?
Yeah, clownfish. I want to eat them.
Clownfish. Those real tiny little aquarium fish?
If you want to call them aquarium fish, but they're ocean fish. Yeah, I want to eat them.
What's
I ate
the
one
name
one time.
Of I think you're confusing it with another.
No, they have they're like orange and they have white stripes.
Orange and white stripes.
Everybody calls them clownfish.
Really, the clownfish is actually a small aquarium fish. That's like Nemo kind of fish.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it is.
It looks just like Nemo. I want to eat one.
Oh. Okay, so you want to spear him?
Yeah, what would I need to spear Nemo?
Probably a 3-pound.
3-pound? Okay, like, how do you do it? Do you just stab it? Do you just stab Nemo?
Yeah, it comes with a rubber, and you just shoot him.
Like, a rubber? This isn't sexual, is it?
Yeah.
I'm being for real, sir.
Yeah, you know, if you want to come down, I can show you how it works.
I don't know if I want to come by if you're going to use a rubber.
Oh, okay, no problem.
And it's very here. I'm gonna let you talk to Polaris. He's my clown fishing guide, and here he is.
Hello. Can you I don't really know how to get into this as far as
Hey brother.
Whoa.
Oh. Hey, you be talking to my Harley friends. He was looking for the humu humu nuku nuku apua. Ah, motherfucker. That's their state fish, the humu humu nuku nuku apua. Fishes.
I think I was talking about some sex or something, man. I want to eat Nemo, man.
Real quick, call that number I posted at 10:09.
That guy got kind of... It got awkward when he said that guy came into a rubber.
Doc, it would be helpful if you put a name, you know, with these people, or his address or something.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Hey, how you doing? This is Jim Balzac calling from PSR Beverage Delivery. We have an order here for 2 kegs. We want to know where you want them delivered or when you want them delivered. They've already been paid for.
What is this?
Someone used this number. They ordered and paid for 2 kegs of Heineken to be delivered to whoever lives at this. Whoever's number this is, I don't know. There's no information except it's been paid for.
Heineken,
and it's the number. Well, they're paid for, so I'm saying, do you want, like, do you know who paid for them? Because we don't, I mean, it was paid for in all cash.
No, I don't know, man. I'm in Texas. This is coming from California.
No, I know. I'm where you are. I'm calling off my cell phone. I'm a contractor. But see, the thing is, though, is that... you know, they've already been paid for, so, I mean, if you don't want them, I think I might just sit in the back of my truck, you know, get a frosty mug, and, you know, get drunk.
This has got to be a prank call. Someone said that there's
no,
two
dude,
Heineken.
I'm dead serious. Someone said
Heineken
you were having...
kegs. I fucking love Heineken. Someone bought me Heineken kegs and, like, gave my phone number.
And you're being an asshole and don't want them, so I'm just going to fucking drink them.
Who is this? I'm not being an asshole. This is so random.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I mean, I this like I said, this is Jimmy Balzac. I'm calling from a PSR Beverage Delivery.
PSR Beverage Delivery is like...
Yeah.
It said someone paid for 2 kegs of Heineken.
Two kegs. They said it was some kind of party or something, and we don't have an address. And we're closing here, I don't know, a few hours. I got to make a few deliveries to a party store. Maybe in your area or something, somewhere on the way. But this is your kegs were on my delivery list tonight.
Oh, really? So who was it that made the call? Who was the name that's under?
That's the thing. I don't know. All I know it was. I can give you the number. Do you want the number?
No, that's what I said. This is a random call, man. I was like, someone's calling from California, and I picked it up.
So the number I have down here on my pad. Sorry, I'm stretching. I'm in my truck. The number I have down here on my pad has the same area code as you. So I figured maybe it was like your house number or someone in your whatever. I don't know. But it's just, it's strange. Yes, believe me, though. It's strange that they're fucking paid for and all this shit. And, you know, so. This is your name Patrick?
Scott Patrick?
Huh? This isn't Patrick?
Scott Patrick, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, I don't know. It just says Patrick, so I don't know. I thought maybe the person who ordered it was maybe Patrick. The last initial is C, so got to turn my heater on here. It's cold, but do you want these or no? Because I know of a party going on tonight, and if you don't want them, I might just stop by there and drop them off. And go back later, maybe keep one drink in the back of my truck.
No, I understand. I understand, but I don't think my dad ordered 2 kegs of Heineken and paid for them. But,
well, he sounded like kind of an older fellow. He said that he was having some kind of like circle jerk or sexual orgy with like his work friends, and he needed them.
That was funny.
That's a good one.
At least you got to laugh out of it.
We'll do this Home Depot now. Okay, add to group call. Delete the Home Depot off the thing, too.
You mean Depot Home?
Thank you for calling the Maui Home Depot. For stores...
Aloha and mahalo for calling Home Depot. This is Kanani. How may we help you?
I need to talk to somebody about getting some steel and some lumber to build some stairs.
Hold on, please.
Flooring department, this is Benny.
Yeah, how much, like, I want to build some, like, some wood stairs and put metal over them so they're secure. Like, and I want to build them upward. Like, how much would that be per foot? Per pound per inch?
For a stair?
Yeah, I want to make stairway to heaven.
Sorry, could you repeat that phrase again?
I want to make a stairway to heaven.
Okay.
Like, I want it to be a wood base.
Wood?
Then, like, I want some, like, metal on top of it. Because we're going to, a bunch of me and my congregation, we're going to walk up to heaven and say hi to God and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, I need to build a stairway to heaven.
All right. That's nice.
Yeah.
So you're just going to need a bunch of if you need stairs, you know, make stairs, you're probably just going to need a bunch of 6x's, yeah? How many stairs is it going to take?
About 20 million.
20 million, huh?
Yeah, I can let you talk to our pastor. His name's Desmond Agunta. He is from Africa, and he is very, very prominent. And he is an ecclesiastic leader, and here he is.
Okay. Ah, yes, hello. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
How are you doing today?
Very well. May the Lord bless you, and may he bless me too. And may he rain rainbows and peace all upon our land.
Uh-huh.
Yes. We need to build a large structure. We need to build a large structure.
Okay.
We want to build biblical proportion. Biblical. We want it to be epic. A stairway. The biggest stairway ever seen. Bigger than everything in Dubai.
Okay.
To what kind of materials? Do you have marble? Do you have marble?
Yes, we do.
You do? Do you have granite? Do you have granite?
We wouldn't sell that in the store, but we can special order it. So if you special order it, it would take 6 to 8 weeks.
Do you remember the Tower of Babel from the Bible?
Excuse me?
Do you remember the story about the Tower of Babel? From the Bible. We want to build it out of KOA wood. We want to build it taller than anything any human has ever seen before. We want to make it biblical proportions, cow wood. And we want to...
Right.
Yes. Do you want to come join us?
Yeah, definitely. I can help out, you know.
Do you want to ride the ark? Do you want to ride with us back to Africa?
Automatic.
You want to ride with us back to Africa? If you don't, you will be damned by a flood. There's going to be a big flood that's going to wipe all of your people out. Because you are all fat and useless.
Yes.
No, really though. We're building a fucking ark.
Yeah.
We need 2 tons of wood. We're recreating the Tower of Babel, so we need a few hundred tons of granite. Eternal, it's the employee's fucking phone. It's not mine. It's not anybody's. We're all fucking muted, dude. It's the fucking employees. Why do you have your phone on you while you're working? You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sound half brain dead, dude. Are you talking to me? Well, who do you think I'm talking to? We're on a two-way phone here, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, but listen here, though. Listen here, man.
Yeah. So is there anything else I can help you with? You know, we have the wood. You guys can come on over and buy it from us. Build a stairway to heaven.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Listen, Patton, take this call. This is your call. What do you want to tell him?
I don't know. We don't like him anymore, Bob.
Yeah, sir, do you have a bustle in your hedgerow?
Excuse me? You have some coal.
I'm just hung up on him. That was weird.
This guy's fucking brain dead. Hang up on him.
He was brain dead. He sounded like he was smoking pot the whole time.
He's inhaled too many fucking shout out for me.
You can't make fun of people that's brain dead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's just a dead end. It's just a fucking dead ass wall.
Okay, here you go. Palar lar.
Okay.
Everybody click the heart on Mixler.
Hello, this is Dan with Advantage Services.
Alright, try this. It's another one of those weird video game collector guys. I saw your ad for the games. Is this big money, big money, big money, big money, big money?
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I still had the games. I'm just at the moment, I'm just taking bids, man.
You're taking bids. Best offer and whatnot?
Yeah, I didn't. At the moment, when I first put up the ad, I didn't have very good pictures on it, and everybody could.
Yeah, I see. Some of your pictures are kind of shitty and crummy here and garbage. But yeah, I mean, I see you got the Chrono Tigger and with the book, right? That's kind
of but I'm not gonna break it.
You're trying to get it all gone in one big piece.
Yeah.
Okay, you got the Contra 3. Yeah. ISSI, is that the Mexican blend of it? You know, they had the American and the American and the Mexican of the ISSI, the soccer, the International Soccer Deluxe Killer Instinct game. Yeah. Is it say made in Mexico on the back, or does it say made in Finland on it? Look at the box.
I have it all pulled up right now. I didn't
pull it out, dude. I'm willing to make an offer for all the. Tell me the bid. Don't tell me. I mean, just tell. Look at the. I mean, I'm interested in these for items in terms of parts, piecemeal. But I'll make you a straight up good offer, and you can tell me what you think. Just a yes or no, and we can go from there. But look at the box. You have the box close by for, the International Soccer Deluxe?
Not at the moment, but I do have it, man, but I'm in the middle of something.
What are you in the middle of?
I'm just about to go to bed, man, really.
To bed? Well, I mean, you don't want to make some money. You want to make some money?
Early tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can do the deal tomorrow, but I mean, we should talk money tonight, because if not, I'm just gonna go spend it on fucking helium, and I might get some,
hold on, man.
nitrate or something. I'm serious. Yeah, just grab the box.
Yeah.
My name is Drew.
Drew? Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. Let me... I got to get it, just by King. Can I call you back, or...
No. Just grab... Well, if you ain't got it close by, let me think here. Would you be willing to take maybe... See, I'm looking at the pictures and I'm trying to itemize all your items here. I was thinking something about maybe $1,300 bucks. Would you be willing to take that?
$1,300?
Is that big enough money?
Nah, man. I got $2,500 today in the morning.
$2,500. What was the dude's name?
Yeah.
So I can go rob him.
No joke. Just a text, so I can give you a number, but I don't know his name.
You don't know his name, you got his number. All right, well...
He texts me, yeah. Yeah, he texts me.
Yeah.
Most people don't really call me. He just, like, texts me a bit. Yeah.
See, I'd be willing to send you... I'm not talking MoneyGram. I'm talking, like, a Google payment or something like that, Google checkout or something like that, and then I'd have to, you know, have you send it certified mail, and you'd have to declare all the items... Just to make sure it's all above board, you know, because...
Oh, yeah, I've never done that, like, before at all.
Yeah, like, but it's secure for both of us, you know? It's secure for both of us. I see you got Dracula... I see you got Dracula 5 here.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that Dracula 10? That's Dracula 10 for the Super Famicom Entertainment System, right?
Let me check it out, man.
You got the guy on the cover. Is that Ryu Hayabusa from the Street Fighter 2 series?
I think so, man. Let me bring it up on my browser. Where are you from, man?
Yeah. So you, I mean, well, I don't know. I'm kind of near you. I'm not in San Antonio. I'm right outside of it. But
okay.
I don't know. I'm beginning to think that, you know, your ad here and the way that you treat me is kind of a waste of my time, and I'm considered just flagging the ad anytime I see this stuff because you're not.
It's all good.
Not
how could I was reposted? You know.
But you're not willing to work with me here. You know what I'm saying? Well, it makes me.
I mean,
you're running some kind of racketeering scam where you're saying that you have this offer, but I'm giving you a serious offer. And
I'm telling you right now that the offer your serious offer you're giving me is not as serious as others that I've gotten. So why would I shoot myself and get less money when I can get more?
But see, how do I know that? I don't know that for sure. Because
how about that? You want a picture
but
of
see,
the text?
Thing. The thing is, the thing is, the items that you're offering are not worth anywhere near what the offer that you're saying is. So it makes me think that you're absolute bullshit. You probably are, and you probably need to take your shit to, like, you know, GameStop or Play and Trade or some shit like that, and just get what you can get for it. I mean, maybe you're just
right, or it could be that you really want the games, and I mean that. Man, show up to my door.
Why don't you tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up? We're the ones doing it.
No, for real, dude. Straight up, come to my house. You want to do something?
Tell me where you're at.
Give me in Babcock. Me in 5 minutes. Can you do that right now?
All right,
Team Aaron Babcock, show me your fucking balls, dude. Show me your fucking balls, dude. Let me see him, motherfucker. Who the fuck you think you're talking to, you piece of shit? Come on, man. Team Aaron Babcock, 5 minutes. What you got? You say you're a fucking baller? You see you got the big time money? Show me, nigga. What's up?
Need to fucking stop yourself. Show me that throat.
Come on, dude. Come on. I just for you. Ain't nobody out there.
Tell your girlfriend to shut the fuck up.
Girlfriend, man, I can handle my own business, man. I'm not like you, calling some motherfucking outside.
You can't get bitch to shut up in the background, can you?
It's not his fucking girlfriend.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
If you ain't going to show, don't even blow. I'm telling you.
What you writing in? What's writing in then?
I told you, meet me at Kroger.
At what? At Kroger? What, for a sub? You think I'm that stupid, fool? Come on, man.
I'm going to treat you to the salad bar, and then I'm going to make you toss my own salad.
Oh, okay. Why don't you come to my side of town, man?
Yeah,
Hang up the phone, buddy.
Well, he hung up the moment you said that.
Because he was scared.
Dude, he got wound up, bro.
He got wound up like a motherfucker.
Talk to that motherfucker. He was going off.
Okay, he wants this Robert guy.
The one I posted?
Yeah, you want it?
The North Vegas thing?
The room.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah.
No go on that one.
Damn it. Yo.
Yeah, let me see. Anybody got another number?
There's a bunch in there. I can't post any though.
Format. We're doing your call now, Adam. Here you go, Adam. You can have it, Dozer.
I don't want it. I don't know what to do for this one.
D, you can have it.
The mailbox belonging to 2345.
No pickup.
That number don't look real. Look at the number.
I know it says 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 6 8 7 3 2.
It could be a coincidence.
Oh, I got one, man. Here, call this. Oh, why is that not formatted? Hold on.
It's got the dots.
Yeah, fucking dots. Fucking bitch ass dots.
Punk-ass
motherfuckers. Well, how'd they get crossed off so quick? We deep sixed the bitch.
Hello? Yes, hello?
Hey, what's up? This is Jed.
Who's this?
I'm calling about your ad up on Craigslist about a Christian roommate in Turnwater.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a beautiful, spacious home, up-to-date neighborhood, 4-bedroom, 2-car garage, very nice.
Yeah.
How you doing, man? I just moved into the area. I'm from the West Coast. My name's Desmond, and I'm kind of interested because y'all seem like a very nice peoples, and I'm trying to find, you know, a new church community to fit into because I was displaced, you know, by a few thousand miles.
Okay. Hey, you know, I prematurely set that up, and I still need about to the middle of next week.
You saying that because I'm black or something? I mean, you could just
tell me, man. No.
This is weird, bro. I've been calling. A lot of places in your area, and they all like.
Yeah, no. Let me tell you what's going on, okay?
No problem, man.
No, I want to because you think I'm saying this because you're black, and that's not the case.
Oh no, I just happened to assume because a lot of the places in the area, you know, as soon as they heard my voice, you know, they was like, oh my god, no,
that's not the case. My pastor's a black man, and black men are cool, okay?
I mean, I'm a man of God, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm a cool dude, you know what I'm saying? We could have fun together.
Yeah, let me just tell you, I will know by this next week, middle of this week, my wife is possibly moving out, and I want to give her a little bit of time to reconsider. And so I will know better by the middle of next week. Brother, are you black, white, yellow, or red?
I'm fucking purple, man. No, I'm just playing.
What's that?
I said I'm purple, man, but I was just
playing. Hell, perfect. Yeah. But I'm telling you what, if you're a God man, I'm a God man. It doesn't matter because I celebrate all colors, all backgrounds, all ethnic, wherever you're from.
Y'all get back massages?
What's that?
Do y'all get back massages or foot massages or anything?
Yeah.
You do? Because I love that, man. I love a good little foot massage at the church and whatnot.
Okay, cool. Well, anyways, give me a call middle of next week, okay?
I can do that, man. I'm happy your wife moving out, man. Well, me and you could have like a bachelor pad. You know what I'm saying? Maybe me and you could talk about getting a little strategy together, like a polygamy thing, and me and you could both be the husband and your wife.
Hey, I gotta go, man. Bye bye.
You ain't down with that? Maybe I could just fuck you.
He's down with he's down with black people. He's not down with gay.
He's down with OPP.
Give me the magic shop, if you guys in there.
Gotcha.
This one's funny, but they're going to immediately hang up. It's just a shock value funny thing.
Like the one I posted. I'm the only one allowed to... I'm just kidding.
This is very racist. I'll say this beforehand.
Hello?
Yeah, I was calling about a possible... wanting to know if you sell a magic trick.
Which trick is it?
I'm trying to find a trick to make niggers get a job.
Yeah, well, I mean, there actually are a couple of them. We have one, but it involves a big fryer.
Uh-huh.
And some chicken.
That's racist.
I know. I was against the instructions when I saw it because it was made in Mexico.
My husband's black, and I'm going to let you talk to him. Here he is.
Oh, man, cuz, you got the jokes, dude. I'm black, and I was even laughing at that. That was funny, man, especially the Mexico part. Not much, man. I'm a traveling magician, and I'm looking to get some parts.
What do you need?
Well, like, you know that little magic trick with the, it's the little blue cup with the red ball, and you put
the red ball in, and then
you take it out, and it disappears?
Yeah,
man, you know that fake piece that looked like a red ball, but it ain't. It's just a little like plastic piece.
Yeah, the little piece that goes on the lid. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I lost mine. I had that for 25 years.
You know what? They don't all fit in the same thing. So if you bring yours in, if I have an extra one, I'll just give it to you. But if not, just get another one. It's like they're cheap. They're like $10 or something.
Yeah, I know, but this one's special. You know what I'm saying? I usually just buy parts like a car. You know, if a part breaks down.
Yeah, unfortunately with that, though, man, like I said, not all of them fit. It might not fit into it because I only carry one kind.
No, that's fine. I mean, if you just got the one kind, I'll just buy it. I mean, it ain't a problem. Man. I know they
No, cheap. But I mean, if you bring it in, I mean, I'll hook you up. I'll just give you a little piece if it fits, you know, because I got sometimes extra pieces and shit.
You got to see my new trick, man. I can make a car disappear.
I can imagine.
It's crazy, man. For real. Like, I go up in there, and the car just gone. Like, disappears, man. It just gone. Like, nobody even knows where it went. It's crazy. And then it ends up somewhere in Bulgaria or some shit. I don't know. I got some connect over there. But that's besides the point. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I also got this one trick where I didn't know it. It was the neighborhood gangster. He taught me about it. Supposedly, the neighborhood gangster has this trick where he can just make people disappear. Like, that's crazy, ain't it?
Well, I'm Italian, man. We've been doing that for years.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this town was built on that fucking magic trick. It was before Siegfried Roy came out here. My family was doing that shit.
That's your specialty right there, man. Y'all, there's probably still heads of y'all uncles in the desert or some shit, or some people they killed. You know what I'm saying? I used to go out there like Goodfellas and bury them in the sand and pee
on them. Oh, I don't know about any of that. Remember, you know, magicians never reveal their secrets.
Yeah. But I bet you can make some meatballs disappear, huh?
Well, that depends. I got a cousin that he, you know, he spent a lot of time by himself. He can make some balls disappear. I don't know about them, you know, meatballs, but yeah, he can definitely make some balls disappear.
He's some type of faggot.
No, man. That's some gay bashing stuff there. No, he ain't a faggot.
I ain't even down with that.
No, man, he's totally straight. His husband's gay, though.
What the fuck? That's weird, man. That's some kind of magic trick?
I don't know, but they certainly, you know, that's seem crazy. To have some fun with the rabbits.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, my God. That's insane. Y'all hearing this shit? Y'all hearing that? Oh, my God. He is sick. He is one sick man. Oh, my God. I can't believe that. That's crazy. That's crazy. Oh, my God. Is your husband gay? Is your boyfriend around? Can I speak to him? Maybe he can teach me about some magic tricks that he
oh,
doing?
No. That has nothing to do with me. That was a cousin.
I swear I heard you say somewhere in there that y'all, you know, somebody, you sucking and making balls disappear or something like that.
That's the cousin that we don't really talk about too much.
So is your boyfriend like a cowboy? Do he ride around in, like in the assless chaps?
No. He's got an ass.
I bet you the woman of the relationship. That's for sure.
Oh no, that was the cousin that we were talking about. The cousin that we don't talk too much about him.
And he Mexican, right?
The cousin?
Yeah, he Mexican, right?
No, he's Italian. He's Cuban and Arabic.
Arabic? That's crazy.
Yeah, he'll swim. See, it's really weird. He will swim to your country. He'll blow it up, and then he'll sit for a meatball dinner. It's the fucking weirdest thing.
Now that's some magic if I've ever seen some. That's some magic. Does he ever tell you how we do that? That's crazy.
No, we can't find the fucker. He was with Bin Laden.
Yo, I just got done fighting some Mexicans at Home Depot, and they following me home. You think maybe I could just come to the shop and I could chill with you?
No, you know what? Just tell them that you got work for them. They'll disappear.
Oh, man, we should have you on the show, dude. You got these jokes fucking unlocked. I don't even know what to say to them anymore. I've got an answer for everything.
Come by the magic shop sometime, man, for real.
I will. You're live right now. You're on a prank call show, so I'll let you know. But
that's awesome, man.
Because you have too many jokes. I got to admit, you're one funny motherfucker, I got to say.
Dude, you guys got to have me on the show sometime to make the calls, man. I can come up with some good shit.
Stay on
the
line.
You got time right now?
Yeah, dude. My friend Mike P a long time ago, man, he used to have a prank show on the radio. It was funny shit.
What was it called?
He used to do it for 98.5 KLUC or something. But he used to prank people in the mornings, dude.
That's fucking awesome. That's the real shit right there, dude. That's cool. Yeah, well, stay on the line. We'll get you on a call right now.
Go ahead.
We got some. Do you want a puppy for sale, or some cats, or do you want something different, like some baby toys, or a desk, or some hacking?
Hold on a second. Let me think. Let me think.
No problem.
We got used Ginzu knives. Trust me.
Used Ginsu knives.
Okay,
yes.
Let me see if I can get a number for that. Everybody get on that real quick so we can get him a number.
Polaris nice probably knives. Found it. Hold on.
Yeah, one second here, buddy. Ginsu knives.
So are you into magic? Do you do magic shows or tricks?
Yeah, I used to.
That's cool.
No, I used to. I actually do more television for Latin America than anything else.
Damn, that's fucking. You should hook us up and get us a real fucking TV show. That'd be fucking.
Dude,
awesome.
Realistically, man, come by the shop, drop me some info, and I'll give you one of my demo tapes. And you never know, bro. Everything happens for a reason.
For real.
Yeah,
for real.
We got you.
Well,
now,
at the end, do you got a pen and a paper real quick? Because I'll give you the website. You want the website?
Hold up, let me get a pen.
All right. Oh, this one expired. One sec. I'm trying to find it. That's it.
Maybe we could find some, just some used knives, like just some regular knives.
Yeah.
Might be easier, I don't know.
Seems like I can't find shit here. It's going through looking for just Ginsu, and it... I don't think we've ever really done any calls for knives, have we?
Security has...
Well, it's like a salesman. Oh, I'll be like a salesman.
Security's good, dude. He got a number. Oh, wait, there's no number with it, just an ad.
Yeah, that's...
I'll be like, I'm selling pre-owned Ginsu knife.
Man, this is crazy, because, like, it's looking through every section and they find...
He's wanting to call somebody and say he's selling knives, not...
Yeah.
So just...
I'm calling because we are actually selling used Ginsu knives for half the price. They have been previously used in a slaughterhouse. Obviously there's accidents that have occurred once in a while with a knife, so it might have, you don't know if the knife actually cut off somebody's finger or anything like that, but that is why they're half off.
Give us one of those teacher numbers, and he can call one of those teachers and sell them knives.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Just one second, man. We're getting it.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, do you want the website real fast?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a pen over here.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You tell me your...
So do you guys do it for the... Is it like internet radio you guys do?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And YouTube. Mm-hmm.
And YouTube, yeah. Dude, come by the shop sometime, man. Seriously. Because at the Big Magic Shop, that one we've got our own private theater and everything. And, dude, it'd be awesome to even have an audience while you guys are making the calls. Have an audience there just kind of like watching the calls as they develop. That'd be kind of funny.
I don't think anybody's really ever done that. Like,
no, they haven't done that. Other than like the Howard Stern show where it airs at the same time that it's live, and you watch it on TV, but actually have a studio audience in there laughing their ass off as it's happening. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Jay Smooth? Welcome to the show. He's a cool guy, Jay Smooth.
And Mike Oxlong is on the show too.
Oh, is it?
Okay, here we go. His name's Justin. His name's here. Justin.
Justin? All right, that'll work.
Yeah. Here you go. He's a math teacher.
He's a what?
A math teacher.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Is Justin in?
No, he's still not in. Is this Joe?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just calling because we actually have an offer. Your number was picked out of an entire list of numbers. Yours was actually picked to get a set of used Ginsu knives.
Used what?
Ginsu knives.
Oh, Ginsu knives. No. I have Costco. Not Costco. Cutco.
You have Petco?
Petco knives, yeah.
Petco knives? What do you cut with the Petco knives?
Petco?
What do you actually use to... Yeah, the Petco knives. They're very good. Do they use them to like cut dogs? Are they made in Asia?
I'm not sure where they're made. I think they're American. They have a lifetime guarantee.
They're American knives, but they do sell them in Petco.
Cutco, C-U-T-C-O.
Oh, at Costco. I thought you meant Petco because I know that Asians sometimes,
Costco.
You know what I mean. They...
Yeah,
because at Petco, you know.
Not Costco.
Oh, okay.
C-U-T.
Oh, it's not Costco either.
Like in Splash. Cutco is the name of the knife.
Cutco.
That's all they make.
So you have a set.
A full set, yep.
You have a full set. We don't actually give you a full set. We give you a partial set because these are pre-owned. They've actually been used for cutting different people's, they sometimes use them, you know, in the movies and also whenever they have a homicide scene and they do the cleanup, sometimes they'll find the weapons. What we do is we clean them, we actually repackage them, and we sell them at half price because they've probably been used in a crime scene or something like that. But you get them at a really good price.
Mm-hmm.
But you have been selected to get them for free.
Why?
Well, we actually draw a whole list of numbers, and it just randomly selects them. And then whoever it is that the number comes up gets a free set
of these knives that, like I said, not all of them have been found in crime scenes. Some of them are just coming from slaughterhouses, things like that. But we don't want to just throw them away because they're dangerous. Children can get a hold of them and hurt themselves. So we rather just go ahead and send them out.
I'm sorry.
But you mentioned you have yours from you mentioned you already have a set.
Yeah. I don't know where
were yours. Well, most of these people claim that they don't know where they put theirs either. And you know, when the crime scene is done, they find them and you know. But they've also claimed they didn't know where they put them. So this is how it begins. However, if you would like a set, we can send it to you completely free of charge.
And what is the catch?
Oh, well, no, they will never catch you. Half the time they didn't catch the people who originally used them. So
no,
there would be no catch. I'm sorry?
Okay.
So like I said, if you're interested in the set,
why you would do that?
Well, it's a safety issue for us. Our company, that's what we do. Once everything's been, you know, cataloged in the crime scene, we just kind of send them out. So would you like a set? We would be more than happy to send you one. And then we promise you that all the fingerprints, everything have been wiped off of the knives. So there would be no, like you said, a catch. There would be no catch. Nobody would be catching you.
That's not what I mean by catch. But you have a good American accent. So what do you need from me?
We just actually need just a mailing address. No P.O. box, though.
Okay.
Because the knives sometimes, if they're bigger, they don't fit in the P.O. box. We don't know exactly which knives we're going to send you. Sometimes they've used a hatchet. Sometimes they've used, you know, a kitchen knife. It just depends. But we will send you a set.
209.
That was good stuff.
How was that? Was that right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
it was funny.
What's interesting to me is she was actually going to give the address to send her some fucking knives from a crime scene. That's amazing.
Yeah, you
that somebody would actually to have three knives from a fucking crime scene. You know what? She was going to give the address, dude. That's amazing.
Free is free.
So,
that
was good.
Yeah,
it was like she wasn't into it at first, and then you just totally reeled her in on it. She was just like, all right, well, all right.
At first, I was going to go with the Asian thing with Petco, you know? But,
yeah.
All right, man.
But anyways, you guys got my number, man. Give me the site. I can go ahead and get the site now.
Okay, yeah, we're live, so if you go to the site, you can listen. That's www.pranksessionradio.com.
PrankSessionRadio.com.
You can even Google that. It should come up first or second. There's our YouTube.
It's every Friday.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, listen, if you guys ever want to come by the shop, man, just give me a call. You guys got my number now. And just come on by, man.
Definitely, man. We appreciate you being on the show. You're a cool guy. We'll
that's it. Awesome, man.
Tune in.
All right, guys.
Okay,
take your luck. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Keep his number. It's funny.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, he was cool.
I got his number. I don't know.
Call him every once in a while and have him do like a celebrity call or something like that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's give Dee a call now.
No, I'm going to take off right now. I got to go.
You don't want to do a call before you go?
No, I got to go right now.
Okay, fine. Bye.
All right, take it easy.
Bye, Dee.
Take care, Dee.
Thanks for coming, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, what do we got now?
Let's see. What do we got? We have a bunch of dog and cat numbers.
Let's just go through them, man.
My church has 100 chairs to give away. That's gonna that could be pretty fun. Here, you want the dog and cat? Or here, I'll just give you take this one real quick. Someone.
Have you checked requests? There's a couple in there.
Yeah, I know. We got through both of them. I'll check right now, but I haven't got any more. Oh, wait. Yeah, there's two more. We'll get to those next.
Okay. I'll do the free dog.
Hello?
I'm calling about your free dogs.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I haven't had a friend in a while, so I need some dogs to hang out with. My last dog, they went to jail.
They went to where?
They went to jail. You know, me and my dogs, we were hanging out, and the police came up, and they took them to jail. They had some drugs on them. So, okay. Is these pretty good guys?
I don't think this is the right... You're not looking for these kind of dogs.
I don't understand. I need some dogs, some homies.
Okay, well, I hope you find them.
What? Well, you said you had free dogs. I want some dogs.
I think she's the fucking dog.
Are you the dog, ma'am?
Oh.
Can you tell your kid to shut up?
She got spooked.
That's one now. Drug dogs.
Okay, we got two requested pranks. The one of them we got has no information except fire pits. So, I don't know. I don't know. We're not fucking, fucking genies over here. You gotta put some more info. Yeah, we'll call it. But, I mean, fire pits, you gotta put a link to the fucking shit you found it on. And then we have this woman went on a cruise, and she's a complete slut, but she's still kind of cool. She's single. She say that she fucked up the room and she owes money and she needs to pay. Maybe it smells or has too many sex stains, or say anything else. You guys are good or strong with it. And he had to put the plus one. See, fucking butt scratcher sent in the epitome of a fucking awesome request prank. There's so much info. There's more info in here than any of the fucking requests got online.
Okay, who wants that one? Clark.
We'll all share it. I think we could pass it off to different managers and everything.
Whoever
starts has got to be professionals, motherfuckers. She gets up.
Hey, Baz. Welcome. Here we go. Well, who wants to start it?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Hello.
How are you doing? You were on the Royal Caribbean cruise. I'm trying to find your name here in my stack of paper. This is Ariel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. You went on the Royal Caribbean. You rode on our cruise line a little while ago. How would you rate your stay? We're trying to, improve stays. Now, there's been a lot of, PR about, us and other companies that do similar services. So did you have a good time?
Uh-huh.
Would you great. Give us like a 10, out of, 10 being the highest, or would you give us a 1 or 5?
I'd say 8.
8, okay, cool, okay. All right, let me type that in my report. Awesome. The other reason I'm calling is I got a forwarded email from my regional manager, and they were saying something about how the room was very, very dirty. There were several stains, all over the bed and whatnot. The room kind of had a certain odor to it as well. It had to be cleaned, with a hydrofluoric, vacuum. And it was very costly. And, they wanted to charge you, charge extra for these inconveniences. Hello, Ariel?
Yeah, that wasn't us.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and hand you off to my manager. His name's Patton. He's on the line right now with Sean. Not Sean. I think his name's Eric. He's a new guy here. And Eric is the guy who's taking over for damage control, so this stuff doesn't happen anymore. So I'm going to let you talk to them.
Talk to these hillbillies.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're going to have to probably charge you around $4,000 for the bed and sheets.
We didn't have any of those problems.
Yeah, but we had problems with you. I'm sorry that we've came to this. We wanted to first get how you felt we did for you so you couldn't come back and claim that, we were bad, in the long run. So you gave us an 8, so we have that documented and recorded. But we had these problems, and I can let you talk to the actual maintenance manager that was on the ship. His name is Polaris. If you want to talk to the guy that actually cleaned the room and inspected the room, we have him on the line if you'd like to talk to him.
He wasn't even... The person that cleaned our room was a girl. It wasn't a guy.
Yeah, but this is the manager of hers. Here, I'll put him on the phone right now. Here he is.
I fell in your room and there was slop on the floor. You left red stains on the floor. I guess it was love stains.
What stains?
Love stains. It looked like love stains. Next to the
I was sleeping. I was with my cousin. I wasn't with a guy. I was with a girl.
That's even worse.
There would not be love stains.
And that's even worse. You know that it's still not legal, even on the 70s.
What?
You and your cousin. You know.
I'm over the age of 21, and she's over the age of 21.
It doesn't matter your age. No, it's not legal until it's third cousins. Sorry.
There's what?
Really, I should be a... I don't think you understand the tenet of incest that well, do you?
What are you talking about?
It's a sin in the eyes of God, and our cruise lines do not stand for that. We're wholesome, we're family environments. You're not well. We're flagging your account as problematic, man. This is just, sir, you just, ma'am, sir, whatever you are, you and your cousin can do whatever you want in the privacy of your own home, but when you bring our cruise ship into it,
you didn't do anything in your guys' room.
Well, there's stains on the floor. It looks like menstruation stains or, you know, KY stains or some kind of weird stains. I don't know what you guys did in there.
We weren't even sleeping in the same bed.
We have to redo this entire room because of the mess you left.
That room was perfectly fine. There was nothing wrong in the room.
Oh, no. You left the people that came in after us, when we checked them in, they came.
I have witnesses.
They came to the concierge and said their room was a mess. They came to the room. They said there was a mess. The woman that cleaned the room went in. She saw it. We have photographs. We developed them. We went through the effort to do that.
When was I staying on the boat?
When were you staying on the boat? The next person checked in, so it's hard to say, but you were the last person that was in the room. So how do you explain that?
When was the date that I was on the boat?
You were on the boat last week.
On what days?
Ma'am,
You're giving me no information that you're even the company or anything.
Listen here, cunt.
Here's a whole bunch of people.
Shut up. A man is speaking. This is the district manager. And what you need to do is
shut up. No, do
I'm
not
a
tell
man
me
and you're
a shut
woman
up.
You submit. You will pay this bill, and we're going to send it out within 3 days.
If you're going to talk to me like that, I will get a lawyer, and I will get the law involved and everything like that.
You will do nothing but submit and do what we say, you nasty.
No, I will not. I will get a lawyer involved.
You will
do
submit.
Not even talk to me like that. That is harassment, and I will turn your guys. I will turn you guys in for harassment.
Me. You are an incest-driven mongoloid who fucking fucks their cousin. You are nothing in this world but nasty. She hung up.
She couldn't even take it. Before she hung up.
She was getting all technical, and I had to shut her down quick. I'm sorry.
That's the problem when you don't have enough info. It's like you don't know when it happened. You don't know what room they're staying in. But that was still good because she was just like, what?
I had to do it. She was going to win if not, but I wanted to win.
Yeah. I think she like at the last second or whatever, she got it, and she was like, wait.
Everybody liked that call.
who submitted that? Who submitted that one to us?
whoever it was, thanks for submitting the
number. Oh yeah, that was Butt Scratcher. He put a lot
yeah,
of
yeah, Butt Scratcher. It's always a pleasure to.
And he put the motherfucking plus one.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to format that shit. I just copy and paste it.
Before we do this one security post, do the other requester prank. Put it down there and I'll do it, I guess. Fire pits, what it's called?
Fire pits. Fire pits. Not even gonna say anything. Oh, look, never mind.
We appreciate all your requester pranks. Please send in more. And if you're on Mixlr, hit the heart button. And you should go to our site every day because we upload prank calls throughout the week. And if you're not in the chat, come to our chat. There's like 80, 60 people in here.
And if you're on Mixlr, hit that heart. We can't.
I said that.
Can't mention it enough because yeah, that helps. But you can always mention it.
It's
well, they paid for the upgrade.
Why?
Hey.
Why?
Mr. Pitt, what's your name?
My name is Mrs. Shitstain. What's your name?
Oh, you submitted your own number so we'd call you.
You what?
Hey, you country motherfucker, shut the fuck up.
You entered a fucking entry of Kiss My Fucking Ass.
Nobody likes you. You smoke meth and your daughters, you raped them and everybody hates you. Your dad hates you. Your father hates you. Your whole family had an intervention for you when you hit 12. Everybody hates you. The world despises you. You would be better if you just offed yourself right now. And here's Desmond to tell you about it.
And get the motherfuck off my show. Now hang up on this faggot.
Here.
Thank you.
Whoever submitted that, I don't like it.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
They knew they was calling.
Kindly.
They knew we were kindly. Calling.
He's only mad because I tore up his request to prank. Because I had zero in for fucking Mation.
Yeah.
There's people like that, though. They're just... You know, they want to have someone call them because they don't have anyone. So they have PSR call them.
Okay.
So, Lonely Here's... People Calls, brought to you by Prank Station Radio.
Here you go, security. You haven't did one all night, so we're going to let you do it.
Yeah, I got a Norwegian crew. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Security's got this.
Due to overwhelming response, all representatives are currently assisting other callers. Your call.
What was that?
I don't know. Something he posted. Here you go. You can have this Craigslist, unless you know, Sean will say. Here you go, Sean. I'm sorry. With that name, I keep calling you that. You should go up there and put Polaris.
For real, dude. You got to change that.
Just say Sean. These toys. I need these toys.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail for July.
That sucks.
Well,
we just called that when you posted, Rod.
And
that was the one I tried before. It said to hold online, but we'll try it one more time here.
I didn't realize it. I'd cross it out. Oh, I wanted to call this one. There we go.
Due to overwhelming response, all
this
representatives are currently assisting
other
calls.
Know 1-855
your call
was a
is very important
number.
To us. Please hold, and your call will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you.
I'm just going to start calling you Spawn. It kind of looks like that.
speak to this spawn.
If you just double click your name over there, you can change your name to show anything. We got 10 seconds till we hang up on this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Bob.
All representatives are.
All representatives are currently scamming old people. Please wait in the line.
Okay, yeah. Here's your other one. Shazam.
Is this the donkeys?
Yeah.
Those are you should do it, or security, somebody should do it.
I'm taking the chairs one real quick.
Okay. Is this chairs or is this... Oh, this is donkeys.
No, this is donkeys. Oh, this is you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi there. I saw your ad on the list of the C. The Shrek stuff. Still got it? Did I wake you? Hello? Sir? Hello, sir?
Said, hold on.
What the hell?
I'm calling it back.
Yeah. You want to take it? As a heart and pain. Nothing so sad. That was like a voicemail message.
Now, if you're getting this message, I must be on the other line.
Oh, Lord.
Hang up and call right back.
Oh.
Security says they make you sit through a 90-minute timeshare presentation, and then they tell you have to pay for port fees and fuel some charges.
Yeah.
Oh, lady. That voicemail. Oh, lady. Sorry, I had to do that. I'm calling her back.
Probably fun. I don't know if she's got.
She
won't play. Taking it or am I? Yeah, she ain't
trying to play. That is the sexiest voicemail I've ever heard.
That really is. It's like.
It's like phone sex operator. Okay, I'll do the chairs, I guess.
No, I wanted to do that.
Yeah, go for it.
We'll both do it. You can start it. Do something ridiculous. Make it good. Bring me in at some point.
I'm bringing you down my call. We need these chairs for the Church of Satan, man. If you're giving them away, we'll sit people in them. They're not going to answer.
That's crazy they have that many fucking chairs, dude.
They've lost attendance.
Ooh, we have a really long one. I don't even know what this is. All 7 of them are posted in there. You guys can read it. Or wait, no, I guess call that first. I'll post it.
An alpaca herd.
And then there's that one I posted underneath.
I'll call the Yvonne guy. Here you go, Dozer.
I don't know, I didn't read it yet. Call the Llama one first, man.
Well, it wasn't formatted right.
Posted at the bottom.
Here you go, security. You can do the Llama. You ain't did one yet.
This is David, and home of Affleck Alpacas. To receive the message.
What the fuck?
I have to poo, so put a telephone switchboard in there for now or something.
Switchboard?
Yeah, I have to poo, so it's gonna take like 5 minutes.
Let's do the Maryland one, or the Baltimore.
I don't know. It's gotta hurry.
No, we've called them too much. Hold on, let me go to the closet and
the poo is coming.
Dude, how long are you going to be gone?
Oh, like a day.
What?
A day. I'll be back in a day.
End the fucking show right now.
No, I just have to poo. I can't.
I know. Hold on. I almost got it. Where is it?
I was just sitting here relaxing, and then all of a sudden something protruding out my ass.
Okay, I got it. Dozer's here to save the day. There's a switchboard.
Okay, there you go. I'll be right back. And then, it's the crack in no time.
And then when he gets back, Jason will do your request, because he has a lot of good info in there. See, the more info, the better the call. So, you know, put a lot of fucking info in there. Don't just grab a fucking random Craigslist ad and, you know, put fucking fire pit at the bottom, you know, like a bitch would, and, you know, submit it. That's not funny. I don't know, maybe it was a little bit. They did not turn this fucking shit off.
Thank you for calling the Oak Robot.
That took a long time.
Yeah, it did.
Please hold. There may be a silence while you're...
Here, let me get one of the rooms. Oh, dude, don't even fucking apologize, man. Like I said, the more info, the better. More info, the better.
I'm sorry, that room is busy.
Busy?
Please dial zero.
We lost it for some reason.
Yeah.
And now we're fucked because Death Clock is gone.
This is why hotels suck, because it's like...
Nah, dude, you say that, but I totally disagree with you, man. I love fucking hotels.
It's like a mixed bag. It's just a mixed bag, but it's like in the context of a show, it's like a live deal. It's like sometimes you get caught up in like a never-ending dial tone, just like never-ending switchboard, and then it's like dialing and dialing, and you're like...
I don't mind that. I've been calling hotels for a long fucking time. The people don't want to fucking listen, and they can go fuck else for all that shit.
That one, they probably... Isn't there some way to, like, boot the number back in or something? Like, you know, you kick the number out?
Yeah, it's supposed to be never ending, but they've been messing with it, because it's not acting like it usually does.
You're feeling that.
There was another one. But I don't know. The next quest friend he had is good. I want to call it right now, but we have to wait.
That real long one, or?
No. If you want to read that, though, someone should call that. There's a lot of info in that too.
Yeah, I posted that one in there, but it's like that guy. That's why I was saying to dial that, because that guy, you could draw him out a little bit. I'm sure if he answered. We'll play some music for a sec, and we'll regroup, and he'll dump his, he'll do his invalid stack dump. So invalid.
Maybe
I'll get some wine. Yeah, everybody, We're taking like a 2 minute break. Let's go get some food and stuff.
Through. Who knows how many numbers
are back
there.
Just like 2 minutes no longer.
Trying to murder everything moving. Feel me? It's a hard knock life. Steady, breathe it. Breathe it. It's a hard knock life.
stay on my toes. Pray on my foes. I gave you prophecy.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
A man can't okay. even poo this thing.
We're back on.
Back on.
I'm breathing hard because I had to pinch my poo. I think it's time to blow this
Okay, let's get back to the calls. We have a request to prank. We got a long one up there. Scroll up a little bit and call that Evan one if anyone wants that.
Did y'all get any calls out of that number?
No, not really. No, we didn't get any, actually.
Yvonne. Here you go.
Who's going to take it?
You guys, I didn't really read it. Do you guys read anything about it?
Yeah, I mean, I could take it.
Reached Evan Ritter. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. That was it.
Hey, Evan.
Okay, well, why don't we... what else we have here? Well, we have... Oh, never mind. I posted that. Okay, well, I'll get to the request, Frank.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, Dez.
Just
Roscoe can do this.
Hi, this is Zach Thompson. I'm sorry
I'm
unable to take your call.
I'm gonna let Roscoe leave a message.
And I will call you back.
Have
a great day.
Leave a message. Leave a message. You know, he won't growl. Leave a message.
Roscoe, do you hate Ant?
That's Odie that hates him.
Here, call that.
Okay, here you go. Ryan?
Hello?
Hey, is this Mrs. Fred? I'm looking for Fred.
Oh, okay. Can I have him call you?
Well, wait. Who is this? Is this his wife?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I was just with him. I work with him. And you see, you there?
Did he tell you how we've been hanging out and stuff?
I'm sorry. Who is this?
This is Justin. I'm a friend of Fred's. We work together sometimes on certain days when I'm there. I'm a contracted janitor that works in this building. And, you know, for the past few months, we've kind of been...
What Fred are you talking about?
Oh, I think you know exactly what Fred I'm talking about. That's besides the point. For the past few months, we've been hanging out, and I've been begging him to tell you, you know, and to get a divorce, and he just won't. So I thought I'd just give you a call. So, you know, I'm just letting you know that Fred's mine now, bitch. He's my sugar daddy. So, you know, he's staying at my house tonight.
I hope you're happy. I told your wife.
He's laying in my bed.
No!
So.
Just a moment, please.
No problem.
Who's this?
Oh, this is the guy. Hello? This is the guy that's been hanging out with your wife later at work. I live down the block. We've been fucking.
Well, what are you talking about?
When you're at work, me and your wife have relations. She invites me over. She makes me a sandwich, and then she, you know, she procrastinates me. And she says, "No, I know when you're out, when you're playing tennis, whatever you fags do, because she says that your dick doesn't work anymore, and she needs me to fuck her. So I put my Italian sausage up in there and make her happy. That's how it goes. So I'm letting you know that she's moving into my house. We're changing your last name. It's going to be my last name from now on. And, you know, she's going to get a divorce and she's going to move into my house.
Man, you're crazy. You got the wrong place.
No, I'm not, dude. You want to talk to my cousin? Here, talk to Patton.
Man, I saw her slapping that old ass. Slapping that old ass. Here he is again, slapping that old ass.
Yeah, me and Patton and Justin come over there and we tag team that hoe.
He's gone.
I don't know why I did that, but I felt it was necessary. It was like slapping that old ass.
He put the phone down so fast.
Slapping that old ass.
I tried to like flip the script on him, you know?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I was laughing.
I don't know why I said that. It was awkward, slapping that over the ass.
Thanks for the request, Jason. That was a fucking awesome number. Let's see what else we got here.
You want to try that one I posted?
Oh, yeah, go for it. Yeah. We love you too, Jason.
Okay, here you go, Mr. Loris, first name Poe. You post it.
Mark Loris to the front desk, please.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space. The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hope,
hello?
And knowledge and peace are
there. Hi, is this Scratch and Peck?
This is Little Sprouts for the dealer for Scratch and Peck.
Lil Sprouts, that's such a cute name. My name's Mark Laris. I'm calling about some feed for my animals.
Okay. Are you in the Southern Oregon area?
No, I'm in California, but I could, you know, set up like a shipment system. We could do like either, you know, like a check or Google or PayPal or whatever, you know, was best for you. I was just calling around trying to source. You don't have any arsenic feed, do you?
No. So you probably want to talk to the mill themselves. We're the dealer in Southern Oregon. We ship it in here and then sell it out in smaller quantities.
Yeah.
If you're in California, you're probably better off dealing directly with the mill.
Okay.
Do you have their number? Where did you find our number from?
I'm not interested in the mill, really. I'm just looking for, you know, pricing and sourcing and that type of thing. I know it's kind of a weird request. You don't have any gravel feed, do you?
Gravel
for turkeys
feed
and
like...
buzzards? Yeah, for turkeys and buzzards.
No, we have a turkey feed. But it's I'm not sure what you would feed buzzards. I don't know.
Yeah, they eat gravel, and really I'm looking for some type of... I guess they need it for their crawl or something. I've got just a...
Oh, okay.
I guess you call it a fleet of 12 buzzards that I'm trying to get bulked up, and then we're going to do this, you know, like the Nintendo game Duck Hunt. We're going to do like a live-action kind of reenactment type thing, and it's
That's
probably going to be a mess. But, yeah, I mean, it sounds strange, but, like, you know... The Wiccans eat this kind of shit up. It's like, it's crazy. It's really crazy. Do you have any Crayola? Do you have Crayola feed?
No. No, what we carry is the standard farm feed, chickens, ducks, turkeys, those things.
Yeah. Do you have any incubation systems for smaller animals, like, you know, marmots or tapirs or anything?
No. We pretty much stick to poultry.
Okay. You ever fuck the poultry or anything like that?
Have what?
Stick your dick in. You ever fuck them? Fuck them real hard and out?
No.
Never? I mean, I would think that you would if you're specializing in this kind of thing, like... You never get the urge? Not even once?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
So what are you calling for?
I just told you. I'm trying to source this feed, buddy.
Yeah.
You ever try llama or alpaca?
Yeah, okay. So I guess we'll have to end the call here because I've got work to do yet, and you're obviously just having a good time. So,
okay.
All right.
Yeah. Namaste.
Fucking mark-ass nigga.
he was fucking buying it.
I'm going to take one of these teachers off of D's list. Let's try it.
Okay.
Is that Cozart? Mr. Cozart, what?
Don't see too much info.
No, I'm just doing the last name.
Okay.
At the car door. I left my panties at your locker.
Hello?
Can I speak to Mr. Cozart?
Who's this?
This is Sally.
Who?
Sanford. Mr. Cozart, please. I'm special.
What's this regarding?
School. He told me to call.
Thank you.
She's gone.
Oh.
She put this.
I want to talk to Mr. Kozar.
I like that voice.
It sounded like she put it down and then picked it up and then put it down again or some shit.
I think this prosthetic leg.
Okay.
Shit.
I said I was Sally. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I called about the prosthetic leg.
Yes, hi.
Huh. Can you tell me about it?
Well, it's almost new. My father, it was my father's, and he was never able to use it. He wasn't strong enough to use it. And so, it's in, as far as I can see, it's in good shape.
I lost a leg and arm. Is it in pretty good shape?
Yes, it is.
What is it made out of? Titanium?
Well, I think that's what they're made out of. The leg is, and then the joint, whatever they do, he and my sister bought it one, and then it has, the plastic part up on where the receptacle is, and then a couple of as you can see in the pictures on there, a couple of probably socks of some sort that fit around the leg that it goes on, you know. So yeah, it's in nice shape. Physician or the people who try to get them to do that told him that he wasn't strong enough to use it. Is all. So then he tried to use it, but he was never able to. So anyway, it's in nice shape.
Huh? I'm sorry, I fell asleep with that story. But how much you want for it?
Have you not seen the ad on there?
I can't see very well.
$275.
Yeah. When you walk, does it get turned around easy? Because I don't want to kick myself in the ass. Or is there a clamp?
I don't know anything about it. I don't wear it. It's not mine.
Can you put your knee in it and tell me how sturdy it is?
No, I
can't.
Come
on, man. I want to buy it. But I need you to put your knee in it and walk with it real quick.
No, you do.
Is it left foot or right foot? Left foot, right foot. Back in Nome, a nigger, he threw a knife and it cut my leg off. He thought it was chicken. Left foot, right foot. You there?
I am. I was just listening to you. I'm not decided whether I want to listen to you. You sound a little peculiar to me. So
I was in Nome.
I'm fiddling around. So,
I'm 72 years old. I was in Nome. Was you in Nome? Did you serve your country?
So.
Did you serve your country, sir?
If you're interested in this leg, then... you're probably going to have to come see it. I'll sell it for that price. It's in good shape.
Can I just buy the inside part that looks like some kind of gelatin? I'll use it to masturbate with.
Jesus Christ almighty.
I don't know what kind of voice that is. Yes, I'll use it to masturbate with. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I don't know what that is. That like that jelly part, it looks like a giant vagina. Look, I'm going to link it to everybody in the chat for those that were listening wondering what I was talking about. That's what I was talking about. It looks like a giant vagina.
Oh, what the fuck?
No, it's so it don't hurt your leg when it's in it.
That's creepy.
Can I masturbate for that?
You want to do something creepy? Here you go.
Oh, God, I put this other one. No, you can do it, Dozer, but tell him you want them so you can walk on all fours like an animal.
Okay.
When you go in circles because they're both right legs.
You've reached
stupid cunt.
Like circles if they're both right, and I put them on my hand.
Yeah, when I finally processed that, I started cracking
it
up.
It took you a minute.
Yeah.
A tarantula
collection. That one looks awesome.
Who wants the tarantulas? Whoever wants it, take it.
Okay.
This is Elijah. Sorry I missed your call.
He sounds like somebody that would have tarantulas.
Yeah, yo, my man Enigma said that a bitch on TV, the deep-throating objects for a freak show and shit. He kind of got a boner and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Got the yoga pants, the tight ass and whatnot. I'm going to holler at that after the show, you know what I'm saying?
Jordy!
All the people. Okay, what numbers we got? Diaper cakes, bowl holders, probably some.
Yeah, you gotta look at the. You gotta look at the ad.
I'll let you do it here. Or don't. Whoever.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi, I'm calling about the ads. It's Jordine?
Yes.
Yeah, you have the diaper cakes and the bow holders and some other wedding bullshit. Do you have the cereal? Oh, wait, that wasn't in the ad. I'm sorry. that was funny. Okay, so can I pick up all of it? Like, because I'm having a wedding. I'm getting married next week. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you there, or what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that possible for me, to buy all of it? Because I'm getting married next week.
You want a diaper cake for your wedding?
Oh, I want to buy all of it. Can you get the tier 5 and everything? So I want this. I want to make it look like a, like a Gundam.
A Gundam?
A Gundam. It's like a giant robot. I need it to be like really tall. Like maybe you could just make it look like the robot's head or something. You know, maybe we could just, or you could do like a flat cake of like of the robot's body. I don't know.
I don't know if that a diaper cake would be good for a wedding.
Well, no, it's like we're just kind of like whatever. You know, like we just like kind of travel, and like I mean, we've only really been like hanging out together. We've been hitching together. We hitchhike. We've only really been hitching together for like a month or something like that. But she's really cool, you know. Like I we sleep together in the train tracks and everything. And I really love her. And we want to get married. And you know, we saw your ad and it seemed really affordable. You know, we don't want too much stuff. We just want the essentials. We want it to be sweet.
Yeah, you know? That's the thing. I'm confused because the decor cakes are for like baby showers.
Yeah, no, I know. We want it to, you know, we like I said, we just want the essentials, you know. No sex swings or baby showers or anything. We just want, you know, the cathode ray tube to be delivered on time. So, do you follow or hello? You're not really saying much. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we don't have any sex swings here, sir.
Listen, tell your kid to shut the fuck up because your woman's trying to do business with me.
What'd you say?
I said, tell your kid to shut the fuck up because your woman's trying to do business with me and your kid keeps interrupting.
No, my woman is not trying to do business with you. That's why she gave me the phone, you dumb fuck.
You need to shut your mark-ass kid up.
Sexual harassment, call the police. Dude.
What do you do? Always call? Do you always alert the authorities for civil matters because you're a pussy? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
That's all you're going to do is listen, right? You're just going to submit.
Don't call this number again.
Oh, fuck off. Hang up.
Call it again?
Mark ass nigga.
He said call. He said call one more time.
Only you guys can talk.
Oh, dude. Is this the same guy?
Yeah.
Ain't gonna happen.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Me, I'm calling from Walmart. We're having specials today on chupacabras, ninjas, and pirates. Would you like a coupon? Shut that stupid idiot up. That stupid, stupid, stupid thing that came out of your vagina.
I'm about to fucking murder this boy.
He
said shut Aiden up.
Yeah, fuck Aiden. Naming it after a stupid vampire.
Phone.
You named your kid after a stupid vampire show. Fuck your kid and fuck you.
And fuck your fucking diaper cakes.
You have no reason to fucking call his number.
Yes, I do. Because I want to say fuck Aiden. That's why I
do. Because we're classist against bow holders.
Your kid's a pussy and he's going to grow up to be gay.
And
we hate tutus. We hate tough guys on the phone, too. We hate tough guys. And you're obviously a tough guy. Shut up. You can't even talk. Don't even talk over me. Hang up the phone. Hang up
the
phone.
Let the motherfucker talk, dude. It's a, like,
fuck him.
I don't get it. He's supposed to blow up. That's the point.
Who else? You got to call two people on the same phone, huh?
There's not two. There's three.
Hey, what's up, baby?
50, dude. Everybody's so
talking. Hey, what's up, baby?
Tell your kid to hush, though.
Wow.
Sounds gay. So you going to enroll him in that gay-friendly schools near you?
No, the guy
he hung up then. Let people talk, though, when they're getting mad.
Yeah, but you can't wind a dude up like that. You can tell in their voice. He's like,
yeah, but when he's about to go off, you can't shut him down. I mean, that's,
You got to hear him cuss. That's the fun part. That's the troll. Okay. Who wants this requested prank I pasted in there? Here you go. You hadn't did one in a minute, Dozer.
Okay.
Did you read it?
Yeah, I'm reading it right now.
Okay, I'm calling it. Don't you growl, Roscoe.
Maybe a prank around face painting weird body parts. Oh.
Fatal says say submit in every call. That would be funny if we had like a Sesame Street word of the day and in every call.
We should
call.
Do that.
We say like a keyword in every call no matter what.
Automatron.
Yeah. It's automaton, actually. Automaton. I thought it was automatron too until I actually looked it up. I was like, this don't have an R in it. It can't be.
Alright. Well, what is the next call? Do we have any more requests?
Call about copyright legitimacy of these third characters. When we run out of numbers, we'll stop doing the show. It's about quality, not quantity.
Oh, wait, we have another one from JSmooth. We should call that.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try
I'll
to
do
read.
It.
Hear me at the
Bobby McBarbahan.
Oh, that's believable. Fakers.
I would pick up for Bobby McBobaham. What a name. That was a no-go. Here you go. It's still you, Dozer, because you never got a call yet.
Okay, let me read this real quick.
Oh, it'll be ringing.
Calling Dallas Decal. Please remain on the line, and we'll connect you to the next available representative. Thank you.
What is it?
It's a switchboard. I'm going to take you guys off live for 2 seconds.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Wait, I'll call the other number. It might be the home number.
The number you dialed is not a working.
I guess I'll call the other one. Here we go.
All right, we're going to get a hold of this
Dallas
lady.
Please remain on the line, and we'll connect you to the available representative.
I'm going
to
take you guys off the stream for one
Wait, they're
second.
Probably closed. It's like 11.
Yeah, it's late.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
No, there'll be someone there. I used to work at one of those places.
You would.
It's a long story. D's back, Adam.
He can join in whenever.
Hello?
Yes. How are you doing?
Hello?
Is Bobby Joe there? Hello?
Who?
Yeah, is it Bobby Joe? This isn't Bobby Joe.
I think you have the wrong number.
Who is this? Are you in my grandmother's apartment? Are you... You're raping and pillaging... Who is this? Hello?
What?
Who is this?
You have the wrong number, sir.
Nah, dude. I'm calling Bobby. Bobby Joe.
Bobby who?
Bobby Joe.
You're
not her. Because she's 70. But I think that you're in her apartment and you're raping her right now.
He's like, guess who? Who's what? What's who? Bobby Joe who?
Yeah, too. Brought to you by.
I wish Steve would stop. It's not working for some reason. Just stop it. Tell him to stop in the chat. Tell him to restart his Skype. It's messing up. I can't dial nothing when he's doing that. Because I get a problem with the call thing. He's going to have to stop. Okay, here you go, Dozer. Here's a new one for you.
What is it?
And it says for Dozer. It's the one.
Yeah. Scroll up here.
Call me.
Click the ad. Like some CD.
Hey, hello. What's up, dude? You got the headphones? The wireless microphone?
Yeah, wrong up. Hello?
Yeah, you need to upgrade a wireless microphone. You need it gone. It's a microphone. DJ Trini.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
I need to speak to DJ Trini. DJ Trini.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
DJ Trini.
You said I'm gonna hit you back. Call him right back.
Let me reconnect all this.
You can hear that Baltimore like club music in the background.
I'm going to hang up with everybody and reconnect them real quick so they can stop trying because it's annoying.
Okay.
You can't get in. You can't get in. It ain't me.
My room is echo. Hold on. There we go. I don't know. What do we tell him? We gotta keep moving with calls.
Gotta tell him he can't keep doing that though. Because if he keeps trying to connect, I can't dial up because I get a message.
Okay, what's the next number?
Who are we missing? Oh, we're missing...
Enigma.
And other dude.
There he is. I'm submitting another. Go for it, dude. Submit.
I can't click nothing when he drops in and out like that.
Now it says that he's busy on your mind.
Well, when I get a red box when he does that. And won't let me... click or hang up. No, it says trying to reconnect the call. No chewing on air.
No, I'm going to see some stuff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Just chill.
Yeah, you're right. Got a conforce list now.
Now.
He
You were breathing earlier, Death Fox.
I took a shit, though, when I came back, so I got an ample right to breathe. We need numbers. Numbers. Or if we don't got numbers, which are done.
Okay. Waiting for Jason to someone to report.
Try this.
So I'm not fucking muffled now. Why is that?
Call quality.
Yo, are you there?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I'm calling the Emily one. Whoever wants it.
You know. I thought, oh, okay, never mind.
Whoever, not me.
Fox.
Hello?
Hello?
Emily? Emily, sorry, I didn't answer quick enough. What are you doing, Emily?
Who are you?
Oh, I just had a question just real quick. Could you, I got this ruler out, and like, if you put them under your tit, like, how long will they hang down if I measure it? How low do they hang?
Oh, I gotta go.
No, tell me real quick.
I'm at Disneyland.
I know, but this is important. I gotta know how low your tits hang if I put a ruler under them.
I didn't even hear what you said. It's loud in here.
I said, so, how low does your titties hang if I put a ruler under them and measure them?
Oh, probably like 10 inches. Actually, you probably need like a meter stick.
Damn, you got some of them fucking African titties.
Yeah, National Geographic.
Yeah, you need to work out, wear a push-up bra, an all bra or something.
Yeah.
For real, what's
Everyone's
wrong with you?
Everyone's getting mad that I'm on the phone.
I don't care.
Do you want to come to Disneyland?
No, I don't want to go with you. I mean, you might get expected. You might get, like, sold into slavery or something with those tits. Is your mom pretty?
At Disneyland? My mom?
Yeah.
I mean, for an older lady, yeah.
Can I talk to her? I hear your sister's real pretty.
Okay, can you want to talk later?
Not really.
Okay, well, I gotta go. I'm being really rude.
No, you're
not.
You're
welcome to come to Disneyland and hang out.
No, that place is overrated. I saw your nudes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, they're kind of gross, huh?
Yeah. Why you send them out? Why I just send them to like everybody I know on Facebook. It's just crazy. We're all laughing at them.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
You don't care?
Huh?
Here, this is my black friend likes you because he likes those African tits. Here he is. His name's Desmond.
Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing?
Hey.
You at Disney World? You at Disney World?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Hey, listen, man, like Pat ain't got the funds, but I do, so if you down to go on, like, a date with me, I'll take you out to dinner, I'll fly out there right now. You down with that?
I can't understand you. Okay, I really have to go. Bye-bye.
You want that, yeah, so you want that BBC, huh?
She sounded ugly.
She
was ugly, dude. Call that two-person hot tub. I want to talk to that lady.
Dude, I don't even think a bag over there would fix it.
Hello?
Hey, Butch?
Yes?
Hey, dude, you got the hot tub, right? The two-person?
I just took that ad down. It's already gone.
Oh, man, that's a bummer, dude.
Yeah, what can I say?
What?
First guy that called took it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I just figured maybe you'd want to, like, you know, relax in it together and whatnot. Hello?
Why?
you don't want to relax in it together? You don't want to give me a handy? Oh, he's gone.
And I can't call on numbers till he stops trying to connect. When D stops, we'll call more numbers.
How come we can't hear him? He's in the call.
No, he's not.
Oh, no, he just went.
Okay, here we go. Here's another hot tub. No, that's the one I just called. I'm calling the number under that hot tub.
That's a beauty school. Oh, the beauty school mannequin heads.
Oh, my goodness, D. You're going to tell him just to listen, man.
You have reached the Sprint voice mailbox.
Then there's pneumatic hammers, and I'll grab some more.
Hey, I gotta go, guys. Great show.
Okay. Yo, dude, thanks for being on, man. I'll talk to you.
Yeah, totally.
Later. Yeah.
Take it easy, bro. Security's a good guy.
Oh, my God.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system, too.
Okay.
Dude, you gotta check this out. That's Emily.
Dude, we gotta request a prank. Check this out.
How do you know that it's hers?
Because it
does.
That was Dude, a she's... kid.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She's not fat.
She really 15, though?
No.
So that looks like some fucking Dateline shit, honestly.
She's just crazy. That's all.
You saw my nudes? I'm like, I don't care.
She gives them to anybody. It's like, hi, nice to meet you. Here's these.
Yeah, they were removed.
I think they're still up somewhere. But,
is she 18, though? Oh,
and Nathan wants to know. Like he's got to get in there.
He's like, she's like 22 or 23 or something, I think.
Dude, I want to see him, though.
This is a prank call, so you don't talk the whole time. I've been inquiring about the Nathan female.
I've had no idea. He's pretty renowned on the internet. You don't really have to search too far to find him, which is fine.
This guy... He's on every show. You never hear him, but this time you hear him. He wants those nudes.
Okay. Hustle the nudes, bro.
Okay. Here. Who wants the Jason Moose request? I did his last one. Who wants this one?
I'll take it.
Okay. Here we go.
She's organizing. Oh, she used to be a school counselor. Oh, she used to be a school counselor. Awesome. What's up, Jason? I see you in the chat. Hey, what's going on? This Susan?
Yes.
Hi, Susan. How are you? My name is Desmond.
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who this?
Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for Susan.
You got the wrong number, buddy.
No, I don't. I heard her. Did you kidnap her? Are you holding her hostage? You need to let her go. Listen, my grandmother knows Susan. They go to the same church. I need to speak to her real quick. The fuck is this motherfucker's problem, man?
I'll try the other number for her here.
That was weird. Didn't you hear an old lady?
I heard a woman at first.
Reached the Sprint voice mailbox of
Susan Bell.
It's a dude named Susan. It's like a boy named Sue.
I don't even know what happened. We heard an old lady answer, and then all of a sudden, I went to like let her talk, and it was a guy.
Yeah,
it was like, and he was like, "Who's this?" You know. Whoa! What the fuck just happened in the chat?
Nothing. He just devoicing. It's fine. Okay, let's. Black futon, little use.
Little use.
I don't know what to say, but I'll do it.
Inquire about cum stains, but it's black.
Of course.
Our wind's dying down in the calls. I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah. Well, it's 6:12. We'll end the show soon.
I'd rather end it on a good night, you know.
Always.
You're nasty, dude. Talking about your boner in the chat. Why don't you cyber her, Lynn? Sorry, inside talk. Been disappointed. I'm sure you have. Okay, here you go. Hot sexy cougar on the pro. Oh, this is the RC thing.
Dude, I should show me eat some pizza. I love this.
Hello?
Hello? Hi, I'm calling about your ad.
Yeah, which one?
The one you have on Craigslist. It says, have you been disappointed? I'm sure you have.
Yeah.
I never disappoint. And it says
okay,
that you're
that?
You're a hung pro.
Yeah.
Is that true, baby?
Cause I want you to suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Hello?
I can't do those calls, dude.
What Dialer does is he kills it. The guy is just like, there'll be like 30 seconds before he hangs up.
We got that troll in the room. Anyway.
Yeah, we got the sexy cougar. I'll talk to her, dude.
Your girlfriend's online in the chat now.
She wanted to call in.
Oh. Uh-huh. They got Skype. Here we go. It's the sexy cougar. Plars can do it.
Cougar?
I am sorry, I missed your call. If you could please leave your name and your number.
Yeah, I bet you are. You're getting dug out. How about this one? Surprised we didn't get to this yet.
The halfway house?
Oh, we can do that.
Called that.
Yeah, do that.
Here you go, Dose. I like how these people in Mimic think I don't got their IPs. So I know you're in California, WPWW. Let's keep traveling.
Hey, hello?
Hello?
Hi. I'm calling about the halfway house.
Okay.
Do you have any openings or anything?
Right now we don't. Is this for yourself?
Yeah, I've been living on the streets, and I just need to be warm, you know?
Yeah, we don't have any openings at this time.
you can't do anything to help me, I mean, I'll do anything, man. I'll
Do you have any money, or just,
I could scrape some up. I could scrape some up, man. I could scrape up like $25 and a blowjob, maybe. I could whore myself out and get some money real quick, or I could do some favors for you. I don't know. I need to get sober, man. I'm tired of living like this. It sucks.
Really don't have any,
I'm hurting, bro.
I was gonna say that you could call downtown, but right now we don't have any openings.
I'm just gonna shoot up then, I guess, or snort some. Because if you're not gonna help me, then I guess I need to help myself. Can I come and like hang out with you guys and try to get sober? Like, I don't have to sleep there. I'll sleep outside.
Well, we don't have any beds open right now.
No, I know. I'll sleep outside. I'll pay you like half the fee or something.
Well,
I'll sleep
outside. No, we can't do that.
And I can just hang out with you, and you can give me the vibe of being sober.
We can't do that.
Why won't you help me? I'm just tired of nobody wanting to help. You're just going to hang up on me. You're just going to be another one who throws me in the garbage.
Now, you need to call somebody like Westcare or call the hospital.
No, I don't need a hospital. I just need to get sober. That's it. That's it. That's all I want to do.
Well,
I'm perfectly
that's why
fine.
I said Westcare. Westcare is a detoxification place, so you need to go there.
I can come? Awesome. I'll be there in 20 minutes. I'll be there in 20 minutes,
well,
and you're going to get me in.
Well, we don't have any openings at this time.
I know. You said I could sleep on the couch, so I'll sleep on the couch. That's fine.
But
I'm getting in
the
car.
It is against our rules.
Well, I'm leaving. I'm getting in the car right now. You said you'd get me sober. So I'm coming over. I'm coming over right now, damn it. I'm on my way.
You need to go to Westcare.
I'm in the truck. I'm on my way. I'm coming over. And you're going
to
make me sober. I'll sleep on the couch tonight. How much do you want me to pay when I get there?
You need to go to Westcare.
How much do I owe you?
You don't owe me anything. You need to go to Westcare.
No, but you said I could come there and stay tonight, so I'm going to.
No, I did not say that. This guy
told me if I gave him a blowjob, he'd let me stay.
See, I told my friends if you know what you just said, so I'm on my way.
That's not what I said.
No, yeah, he told me that. He said if you give me a blowjob, you can stay. So I agreed.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yo, what's up, man?
Finally.
Man, did I eat pizza?
Pizza. That's important. It's much. I mean, if I had to choose between prank calls and pizza, I'd probably go with pizza. Or if it was prank calls.
I was hungry, man.
What kind of pizza was it?
Pepperoni pizza, man.
Mm-hmm. We called the hatching eggs.
Here you go, Dave. Hatching eggs.
What do they do? They hatch eggs?
Show them the ad.
Yeah, he can see it in the chat.
Hatching eggs, or they can hatch eggs for you, or you can get eggs. They're about to hatch.
Hello,
you have reached God's Creatures.
God's Creatures, I would have fucked that place so hard.
Half these places are... We should call places that will be open at 11 at night.
Oh, if you can get that goat's one, I gotta...
We've been in the show. I'm just pacing the last one.
We called the Poetry Feed already.
Call that goat one?
We called the Black Futon one already.
Here we have some. We have something about hookahs and bongs or something. We should call that.
Okay. Let me say most of these are not going to answer this time or not.
Where'd it go? Not all there is.
Cause you get that. Oh fuck! Never mind.
I was looking at West Coast. I don't know.
I'm taking this one.
I'll try. I want to do it because they have bombs.
They said the show's doing well, but D is back. Sorry, guys, I'm not a fan.
Only
Mountain
Smoke Shop.
Hello.
Yes.
What's up, dude? Yo, I'm trying to find a new bong.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to find a new bong.
A new bong?
Yeah. Mine just broke. I was smoking in the backyard with my friends and my dad, and we thought we saw a cop, and my dad threw it.
Your dad threw your bong?
Yeah, dude. He thought he saw cops coming up the driveway, and he threw it. We were smoking that chronic.
Okay. So you found a new one?
Yeah, we need to get a big glass one, like a 6-foot glass one.
You want a 6-foot?
Well, I mean, what do you got? What do you got? You know, I mean, do you got the percolated refurbishers, or do you have the Mixler streams with the Skype calls, or?
I have a lot of different ones.
I want a really cool one, you know?
Nice one.
I want a nice one, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
You want to come down and take a look at it?
You said you want to come down. Is your sister there with you? Can she sell me the bong?
Uh-huh.
Because I want to buy it from a female, you know? I like when females, like, you know, like, put on skimpy clothes and then try to sell me products.
Okay.
That's my favorite. Maybe she could do, like, a striptease and stuff like that, you know?
Uh-huh. We'll do that for your mom.
I know your mom's going to be there, too. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I'm glad you volunteered her. She must be quite the ethnic whore or something.
Mm-hmm. So when the last time you sucked some dick?
You sucked dick today?
Yeah.
Wow, dude, you're way more of a faggot than I thought. Holy shit. Yeah. Hey, you guys, we have a packy faggot on the phone.
Couscous.
Have you ever been able to fit a Sherlock up your ass?
Then what happened?
No, it's fine. They took over. You guys just keep yelling at each other or something until he hangs up.
You said, hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
Leave him out. Let's do the next call.
Yeah.
You done?
Not yet. We're almost done.
Go to.
You want to hang out?
Let me know when you stop fucking your mom.
Go to Dozer.
Oh, we'll never stop fucking your mom.
Go to dozerfoundation.tk. It's our website.
He's gone.
No, he's there.
Are you there? Did you give up?
Oh, no. I think he's.
Which one you want me to call next, man?
Oh, no. Now he's gone.
Here's the one in Allah. I'll do this one.
Oh, shit. We have, like, requests of pranks again.
Yeah, I posted them all down there.
Yeah, there's a bunch in there.
They like us. They really like us.
Oh, cool. I got your song. I forgot who sent that now. Was it, who was that? Who was that? Who sent the song? Poop. No, it was... Who the fuck was that? It's gonna bug...
Not available now. Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
Fred, you're an asshole and everybody hates you.
Yeah, asshole. Asshole.
Here you go. Here's a black person, so.
Well, I guess I will talk to them.
Yeah. Because all I'm going to do is say nigger if I talk to him and I'll get this thing up.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, baby? How you doing?
How you doing?
This is Desmond.
Hi, Desmond.
How you doing, baby? You good tonight?
Uh-uh.
I said, how you doing, baby? You good tonight?
I'm still tired from my trip.
Oh, man. Where'd you go, sweet pea?
I went to Washington, New York City Housing Authority.
Damn, you must have drove a long way then, huh?
Huh?
You must have drove a long way then, huh?
Well, we had a car that took us there, a bus that took us. But it was a long ride. My AIDS.
Did your AIDS start hurting?
No, my aide. I have a home health aide. She stole my insulin.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's messed up. What's her name? I'm a hunt her down. I'm a beat her for you.
Oh, that's all right. The court is handling it.
Oh man, I'm real sorry about that. That's terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible. What'd you do?
I just lucky they were feeding us. I had a couple dollars that somebody gave. My sister gave me. She said you can't go there without any money. Just can't do it. So I owe her some money.
So you okay though, right? You all good now? You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. It was a long bus ride, and I had to put up with people's stupidity. I got I got some free tickets for the circus.
No way! And, y'all serious?
Yeah, I got free tickets for the circus. So my
yo, that is dope, girl. That is dope. You got all the hookups for real.
Yeah, for real. And my group, well, my vice president wanted me to share the tickets equal between the group, and I wanted to know why you want me to share. She said because housing gave it to you. I said I didn't say housing gave it to me.
Yeah,
tell you
fuck
who
that
gave
hoe.
It to me.
Yeah, that's I like you because you stand your ground. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back when I was in preschool, you know what I'm saying? These white kids were messing with me. You know what I'm saying? It was always hitting me and always pulling the tuft of my pubic hair and whatnot in gym class. And one day, my big brother Lamar, he come up and he tell the white kids, he say,
"Hello." Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm so.
Came up, they didn't bother you anymore?
No.
These people ain't gonna bother me either. Because I'm the president. I'm gonna sit everybody in their place next week. I have a meeting. I'll put everybody in check. Know who you messing with before you mess with them.
Okay. Don't
get a big surprise.
Just talk to her, does or she don't know it's a different person yet.
Huh?
Hey, what's up, baby? You can hear me now, right?
Yeah, who am I talking to? It seems like I'm talking to two or three people.
No. It's me, man. What was happening was I was driving through a tunnel. I'm in my truck right now, and I was driving, you know, and it made it sound different through you know, underneath the tunnel. Actually.
Okay.
No, my bad though. I was listening to what you were saying though. That's kind of messed up. But I think we kind of got like maybe we got cross lines or whatnot. But I'm actually about to go on to one more tunnel real quick right now. So if you lose me, just hold on because I'm here. I'm just driving. I'm going underneath the tunnel.
Okay.
But, so if you lose me or something, you know, just know it. Just remain on the line. Yeah, thank you for your convenience. But what you doing tonight? Maybe you want to chat with me like all night or something? Because I'm driving right now. I'm driving across country.
Okay, where are you going?
Where am I going?
Yeah, you said you're traveling across country.
I'm driving from Tijuana, Mexico to Maine.
Oh, wow.
That, you know how long? That's like 3,500 miles.
Yes, wow.
I've been driving since Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
For real, I've been driving since Tuesday.
So what are you going to Mexico for?
I was going to Mexico because I needed to meet up with my cousin. His name's Coolidge and Sons. And he had 20 pounds or something in the trunk or whatever. So I was like, yeah, I mean, I'll take it. It's cool. But listen, I'm about to go onto a bridge real quick. Hold on real quick.
Okay.
I'm about to go onto this bridge. It's real dark.
I'm still under the bridge. So what are you doing?
There is two different people on this line.
No, it's still me. I'm sorry, I'm under the bridge now.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, I was going to the bridge, and in my truck, and I got a thin roof.
You got a call. either somebody's tapping your phone, or you got a cross connection there, because I know your voice, then another voice comes in and say, I'm going on the bridge now. Two different voices.
I know. Tell me about it. It's weird. You know what I'm saying? It keeps happening. It's been happening ever since Utah, since I drove through Utah.
Yes, be careful, because someone's listening to your conversation.
No, they
say.
I don't know. You think they're listening to me? You think they're trying to find me or something? They're trying to get me?
Yeah, they're listening to you.
Oh, no, baby girl. Oh, now I'm all paranoid. I'm about to go onto another bridge, too. Another tunnel.
So whatever you doing, you better not do it, because
I'm going under the tunnel real quick.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Wallace Pizza Hut. This is George. Can I take your order?
Pizza Hut.
Okay. I'm out underneath the tunnel. That one was short. These tunnels be freaking me out, you know what I'm saying? Each and every one. It's like, who'd you hear that time? I thought I heard someone talking about some food.
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah, I just heard say Pizza Hut.
Did you say Pizza Butt?
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
Pizza Butt. Pizza Butt. Miss Demeanor said this one's funny. But hey, real quick, while I'm talking to you, have you heard of that new Platinum Reverb mixer that came out on Tuesday from Apple?
No.
Oh, man, this shit is so cool. Okay, have you heard about the retracting blades that Toshiba made last year? The reduction server with the flux capacitor?
Mm-hmm.
They installed one of those onto an iPhone and turned it into a droid, and then they put it on a Trans-Jamaica flight and made it into some really cool technological being and stuff.
I can't afford an iPhone or nothing like that.
I could send you one. I'm going under the tunnel real quick, but yeah, I could send you one.
Okay.
What are you wearing? How are you doing? Oh. Jerk. You like that?
No.
Yeah, you do. I want to lick your areolas.
All right, I'm back. I was driving under that tunnel, man. It's real
you
dark
have
down there.
Sick shit going on. This man asked me what was I wearing, and he wants to lick my areolas.
What
is sick that? Shit going on.
What is y'all talking about? What they say to y'all?
Damn, baby.
Hello.
Yeah,
I was going underneath the tunnel and I couldn't hear you. It was all dark. They didn't have no lights in there. There's a black car following me. It's been following me for 30 miles.
You better be careful out there.
Can I come over?
Don't move.
I need to come over. I need to go hide.
Don't stop.
You think they can hear us? Oh, here comes a tunnel.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. It's me again. Arr, I'm going to eat you up like a sandwich.
Hey, you ever been in a bukkake? That's when mommy and a daddy 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 decide mommy needs some nice facial moisturizer.
How do you do that? I was underneath the tunnel. And I couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
The person just came on. You got to cross my. So this person hears everything we're saying and comes back and says it.
Nobody hearing y'all. Y'all paranoid.
You got to cross mine.
Cross mine. How do I fix that? Can you three-way me in with AT&T?
I can't get to AT&T. I have T-Mobile.
Can you cross-reference me in via the reductions in the Shoutcast stream?
I don't know how I'm going to do it because
so
I have the first phone they made. It doesn't do too much. First phone they came out with. I have the first phone they came out with. My phone broke.
I don't have
any money to buy a new one, so I'm stuck. My phone doesn't have a back on it.
Oh, shit. Here comes the tunnel. Hold on. Here comes the tunnel. But I can send you one.
I want to fuck your nigga ass. Hello, Sterling. I want to fuck your nigga ass.
All right, sorry about that. I was in the tunnel, and I didn't know what was happening. But anyways, I'm back now, though, so it's all good with it. But what you doing right now?
I'm laughing at your dumb ass right now, shit.
You laughing at my dumb ass. She laughing at my dumb ass. Anyways, I love you, baby. I think I want him. Can we get married over the phone? Can T-Mobile do that?
I can't marry you over the phone. It's not legal.
It's not legal. Fuck legal, man. I'm a gangster.
I need legal.
You need legal?
Yes, I need legal. In case you drop dead, I have all your money.
I could reference in an ordained minister.
I need legal. My pastor is an ordained minister.
I have an ordained minister. He's the PSR ordained minister. We got two. One's D and one's Aaron Burr. And they both ordained ministers for real. It's real
what
cool.
What state?
What state? They over in Tijuana, Mexico.
No.
And you've been to High Brazil? Because Doza is from there.
I live in the state of New York.
You know Doza?
Doza?
Yeah, you know Doza?
I know someone named Doja.
That's what's up. Say PSR rocks. Hold on, baby girl. I'm about to go undo a tunnel real quick. Hold on.
Okay.
Will you take your teeth out and show me what you're working with? Use those gums.
You can't see me.
I don't need to see. Just let me hear them gums sucking.
You can't see me.
I'll never be satisfied till I kill again.
And who you gonna kill?
The tunnel is over.
There's enough crazy people in Melrose, Jackson.
You don't talk to a lot of people, lady.
All over there.
She's just talking to herself.
Hey,
I'm
ma'am.
Probably not talking to myself. There's some weird shit going on your phone.
Hey, listen, baby girl. I just got through that tunnel and stuff, but I was kind of hearing what they were saying. I think I'm gonna get off the phone now. I think I'm gonna throw it out the window. But I'm gonna write your number down. I'm gonna call you another time. Is that okay?
Okay, but don't throw your phone out the window.
Well, no, I'm gonna save your number though. But if this phone's all tapped and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them following me no more.
Okay, where did we meet each other at? And you need to get them off your tail, even if you have to go to a
priest. It was just a joke. It was just a joke. They were just messing. Yeah, but I talked to y'all on the phone line. Remember?
Uh-huh.
We was browsing the party line, and I found you, and I was saying how cute you sounded, and how I wanted to, you know, maybe hypothetically speaking, take you out to dinner. In a movie and stuff. Maybe get a bottle of wine and some cheese.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
I need to relax. I got to take all them kids, 25 kids, to a circus Sunday.
Oh, that's crazy. Yo, but listen, I'm gonna put the phone down. I'm gonna stop at the rest stop, give me something to drink, and I'm gonna give you a call like a little later, maybe tomorrow, another day or something. We'll talk again.
Okay.
All right, you take it easy. God bless.
God bless you too.
All right, righteous woman. Bye.
That went forever, dude.
That was crazy.
That was fucking hilarious.
Good grief. How long did that go for?
You should edit that out and let's upload that separately.
I like that premise. That was funny. Go under it.
That was almost 20 minutes. That was like 15 minutes there. 16 minutes.
Well, we only figured that out because I was talking to her the whole time and she didn't get it for a couple times. When you dropped out, I just kept talking to her. She thought I was you. But
she might have been really tired, you know, because at the beginning she said she was tired. And when people get tired like that, they'll just stay and listen. Like they're laying there in bed or something and they hear the phone ring and they think it's a dream or something. But they just talk anyway. It's like they're not quite in real sleep. Like that one guy that I talked to about the trolling gear or whatever it was. I forget what it was. I think it was that. It's like she didn't sound like she was. Maybe she was medicated or something.
Definitely smoking something.
Some meth. So we're going to round up this hour before we go?
I don't know. We're going to end it now. I'm kind of hungry. Got to get in Paris sitting in this chair now.
That's a good high note to end it on, though.
Yeah, dude. That was funny. This was a good show. Like, we had a pretty decent turnout.
Okay. Everybody go to the website and hit the heart.
Yeah.
Shout out to Misdemeanor. Thanks for listening. Yeah, go to Mixler, hit that heart. Go to YouTube, subscribe. Go to the fucking website and leave us some fucking messages or weird-ass pictures or something.
And if you get bored, you can listen to the Shoutcast 24 hours a day and listen to our old archives. There's a lot of shit on there. And we update it almost every other day with new stuff.
For real, there's tons of stuff on there. We have one last prosthetic leg request a prank. You want to just hit that real quick?
Yeah, we will do all request of pranks before we go.
It's from Butt Scratcher, so it's probably a good number.
Need a...
Oh, wait, the number's not in there. Hold on. Oh, dude, yeah, it's just a list. I'll flip the first one. Luckily, there's a number. We'll just do this one real fast.
Here you go, Doze. I'll let you do it. Take it off.
Hi, you reached Larry with the Herman Schwartz Gallery. I'm sorry I missed your call, but your message is very...
It's all good.
Well, that is that.
That is that. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next week, or maybe during the week, for some kind of weird, sporadic show. We had one of those last week, I think. Didn't we?
Subscribe to us on YouTube, because we put like two or three... We put five new calls on there through the week this time.
Good.
YouTube.com/prankSessionRadio. We'll see you the same time, same place, Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern next week. Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Good night.